إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you once again in our class here at Masjid As-Salam. The usual class is from the book, The Explanation of the Creed. But tonight, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to share with you some informations about another topic. Because, as you know, we need to know the things that are taking place. For instance, when Ramadan approaches, we're going to talk about Ramadan. We're going to stop the class and we're going to talk as much as we can about Ramadan so that the people know about Ramadan. Likewise, if there is any event that needed to be addressed, that's what we're going to do, insha'Allah ta'ala. First of all, what month we're in? Question. Who knows the month we're in now? The month. You don't know what month we're in?
Rajab.
Aynam, Rajab. We have Rajab, then Sha'ban, then Ramadan. We have less than 2 months. Tonight is the seventh night of Rajab. Rajab, by the way, is one of the four sacred months. من الأشهر الحرم. Because Allah mentioned in the Quran, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا. There is 12 months in the year, and from these 12 months there is 4 sacred months. أربعة حرم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned them in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Abi Bakrata, not Abu Bakr, Abi Bakrata radiallahu anhu. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that there are 12 months in the year, 4 of them are Hurum, are sacred. 3, they are in a row, one come after the other, which is Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. And one by itself is Rajab Mudar. Rajab is the fourth sacred month. Allah says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourselves in these months. Of course, as Muslims, we should adhere to the deen of Allah. We should apply that which is in the book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And we adhere to the commands of Allah and His Messenger ﷺ. And of course, the most important command is Tawheed. And then the 5 obligatory prayers. And then many others, such as being dutiful to the parents and being nice to them, and many other things. And then the greatest of prohibitions is Shirk. We stay away from Shirk. Likewise, we stay away from neglecting the obligations, to be negligent in the salat, or to be undutiful to the parents, or disrespect them, and the like. And likewise, we are commanded to adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And we are commanded not to innovate in the deen of Allah. So we act upon the sunnah, and we stay away from bid'ah. We act upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and we stay away from the innovations. This month, Rajab, a lot of Muslims in many different countries, they celebrate so many celebrations, some of them in the way of fasting, the way of praying certain prayers. And as you're going to see, it is not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a talk from our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى النهي عن الابتداع في شهر رجب. It is strictly forbidden to act upon innovations in the deen of Allah. As Muslims, we should not innovate and we should not act upon innovations. Rather, we should act upon that which Allah legislated for us in this deen, in His book and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we see the people doing something, we don't just follow them. It doesn't matter who they are. We follow them if they are right. And how we determine they are right? The Arabs? No. They rich? No. They from this country or the other? No. Doesn't matter. What determine they are upon the haq? If they hold on firm to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. That's the haq. You remember these classes we took from the Sharh Sunnah? They are very important because now we're going to apply them in this class. You're going to see the application, alhamdulillah. The Shaykh says, اعلموا أن البدع والمحدثات في الدين أصل كل بلاء وفتنة. You should know that innovating in the deen, adding something to the religion that is not from it, this is the foundation and the origin of every trial and problems. وَأَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَحْرِسُ كُلَّ الْحِرْسِ عَلَى صَدِّ النَّاسِ عَنِ الدِّينِ الصَّحِيحِ. Keep in mind, the shaytan, who Allah tells us that he is an enemy to us, عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, as Allah tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Al-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this shaitan is an open enemy to us. Shaitan does whatever within his means to turn the people away from the correct religion. فَإِنْ رَأَ مِنْهُمْ عَدَمَ رَغْبَ فِي الدِّينِ شَجَّعَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْمَعَاصِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ وَفَتَحَ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابَ الشُّبُهَاتِ. Shaitan has plans. Shaitan has plans ready for every person. When he sees certain people that they're negligent, they're not serious about the deen. No, certain people, they like that. They're just Muslim by affiliation. They're Muslim because they were born in a Muslim country, they have a Muslim name. But they're not serious about the deen. They pray, don't pray, it's the same to them. They eat haram or halal, no problem. They listen to Quran or music, it's all the same to them. They be in the masjid or be in somewhere else, and wal'iyadu billah, doesn't matter, they're negligent. They're not serious about the deen of Allah. They're not serious. The shaitan has a plan for these people. What is it? He introduced them to desires, shahawat. He beautified to them many evil things to keep them away because they're lazy, they don't want to practice the deen. وَإِنْ رَأَ مِنْهُمْ مَحَبَّ لِلدِّينِ أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهُمْ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ وَالزِّيَادَاتِ مَا يُفْسِدُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْنَتَنَبَّهْ لِذَلِكَ. Now he has another plan for other people. Some people, yes, mashallah, they're serious about the deen, they don't miss the salat in the masjid, make tahajjud, constantly dhikr. But the shaitan, he has a plan for these people. What is it? He invites them to practice innovations. If they don't have knowledge of the deen of Allah, shaitan come to them and say, look, you can be better than these people, all these people. How? Add a little bit, do this. It is not from the deen of Allah. Make this dua. These people, they just pray and they leave. No, stay there. Raise your hand, make this dua. See how it is? And now these people, they start acting upon certain things. And they think, to them, think that this is good. It's going to get them closer to Allah. But in reality, put them further away from Allah. Because anything that Allah did not legislate for us will never get us closer to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to pay attention to this. قال الشيخ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الشَّرِيعَةَ جَاءَتْ كَامِلًا لَا تَحْتَمِلُ الزِّيَادَ وَالنُّقْسَانَ لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. إذن فلا مكان للبدعة في دين الله. The Sheikh, he reminds us of a principle, a very important thing here. He says you should always keep in mind, you should know this, but you should always remember this, that the legislation of Islam is complete and perfect. It's complete and it is perfect, so therefore it doesn't take no additions. Something that is complete, can you add something to it? No, you can't. And you cannot take anything. No one is allowed. Period. No one is allowed to add anything to the deen of Allah. No one is allowed to take anything from the deen of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, Surah Al-Ma'idah. This day I have perfected and completed this religion for you. فَلَا مَكَانَ الْبِدْعَ بِدِينِ اللَّهِ. So therefore there is no room for innovations in the deen of Allah. And pay no mind to those who say there is a good innovation. There ain't no such thing, good innovation. If it was the case, the Prophet ﷺ would said that there is some good innovation. There is no such thing. The Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ دَلَالَةٍ وَفِي النَّارِ. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ says, every innovation is misguidance. Take you away from the path of Allah. And it leads to the hellfire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قَالَ الْإِمَامُ مَالِكَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ إِمَامُ السُّنَّةِ من ابتدع في الإسلام بدعة يراها حسنة فقد زعم أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم خان الرسالة لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. إمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى said, if anyone introduced any innovation into Islam and he says that this is a good bid'ah, this is a good innovation, that person claim that the Prophet Muhammad has betrayed the message. He didn't convey the message. Why? Because Allah says, "This al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum." This day I have perfected and completed the religion. But this person, he's saying, "No, no, no. There is something that the Prophet didn't tell us." A'udhu billah. You see, if the innovator come and say, "No, this is from the Deen of Allah," then he's saying that the Prophet ﷺ didn't convey the whole message. The Prophet ﷺ didn't convey this part of it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. See how serious and how dangerous innovations. قَالَ فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا فَلَا يَكُنُ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. Whatever it is not the religion in the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ, it will never be a part of the religion these days or any other time. Anything that is not from the religion of the Prophet ﷺ, that which he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will never be from the religion of Allah. Never. إِنَّ الْمُبْتَدِعَ مُعَانِدٌ لِلَّهِ مُشَاقٌ لَهُ. And now the innovator, now this is an introduction, we're going to get to Rajab. Huh? This is an introduction. So the mubtadi', the innovator, who act upon certain things that is not from the deen of Allah. They do things but have no dalil. They have no proof from the Quran nor from the Sunnah, nothing. And if they bring a dalil, is makdhub. They lie on the Prophet ﷺ. They say, oh yeah, we have a hadith, but the hadith is mawdu', fabricated, wal'iyadu billah. But the laymen who don't know the science of hadith, they say, oh yeah, well, they have a hadith. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. No, a'udhu billah, not mashaAllah. These people, they lie. The mubtadi'a, they lie. And they take advantage of the laymen and the ignorant people who do not know their religion. So this innovator, he's stubborn and oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear to us what leads to His pleasure. Allah has made clear to us in His book and in the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what leads to the Jannah. Allah has made clear to us the ways of good. But this mubtadi', this innovator, wants to add other ways. Subhanallah. This innovator who says, now we're going to make this dua. Allahumma salli ala al-fatihi lima ughliqa wa kada wa la. No. This dua is it in the Quran? No. Is it in the Sunnah? No. The Sahaba did it? No. But we're still going to do it. A'udhu billah. This person now, he wants to add to the deen of Allah, claiming that this is good. So he put himself as a legislator with Allah. See how it is? This deen came to us from Allah. So remember what I told you in the beginning? This is an application, a real application to the classes we were taking from Sharh al-Sunnah al-Imam al-Barbahari. Because the deen, this religion, is the religion of Allah. No one has the right to legislate, to say this is halal, this is haram, this is okay, or this is not, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The legislation is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we abide by His book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this innovator who adds something to the deen, he's like, look, Allah didn't say it, but I'm saying it. Yes, the Messenger didn't say this, but I'm saying it. So follow me. A'udhu billah. So this person set himself as partner with Allah in the legislation. وَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ ضَلَالًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And this in itself is enough for that mubtadi', that innovator, to be considered as a dal, misguided. And he put himself and subject himself on a great danger, وَعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَ بِاتِّبَاعِ مَا شَرَعَهُ فَأَبَى الْمُبْتَدِعَ ذَلِكَ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدَى مِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who legislate to us the deen and command us to follow it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Follow. This is a command from Allah, an order. Follow all of you. He didn't say the Arabs follow, the other people do whatever you want to do. Or the black people do it, but the others, it's up to you. No. It's for everybody, for the servants of Allah, for mankind. Follow that which He was revealed to you from your Lord, Quran and Sunnah, and do not follow anything else. This mubtadi', he does not follow what Allah commands. He's following his desires by bringing more things from his way, from his mind. Okay? And he said, no, this is from the deen of Allah. At least the innovators, like the Sufis and the like, when they do something, they like, look, it's not from Islam. We're just doing it. But it's not from Islam. I'm telling you right now, it's not from Islam. This is just, we find our tribe, they doing it, our family doing it, and that's what we do. If you ask, is this is from Islam? We say, no way, it's not from Islam. But now these Sufis, they say, no, this is from Islam. This get us closer to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's not from the deen of Allah. من البدع الكثيرة ما يفعل في شهر رجب من العادات الجاهلية والأمور البدعية التي يزعم مرتكبوها أن لشهر رجب خاصية على غيره وليس الأمر كذلك. Now from the many innovations that many people are practicing, والعياذ بالله, ask Allah أن يهديهم إلى السنة. You ask Allah to guide anyone who is upon innovation to the Sunnah and to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. From these many innovations, those practices that take place in Shahr Rajab, this month we're in, that's why I brought this talk. I brought this talk because we have to talk about it. We're not going to talk about Rajab next month. We're going to talk about it now, so you know. Those who didn't know, you have information. You may share it with others, inshallah ta'ala. You may see somebody come to you and says, you're not fasting tomorrow? I'm fasting tomorrow. Why? Rajab. Then you're like, oh, no, this, that. Tomorrow we gather together in the house. What? We're going to make tahajjud together. Why? The first Jumu'ah of Rajab, as you're going to hear. Now, if you don't know, you're like, no, tahajjud, subhanAllah, these people, they're going to stand up. Oh, let me be with them. They're just remembering Allah, making salat. See how it is? Tayyib. These people, they claim that Rajab has something special. It is different than the other months. So therefore, gotta pray in some way and fast some days and the like. But it's not the case. Why is not the case? Because there is no dalil from the Quran or from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. شهر رجب أحد الأشهر الحرم. Rajab is one of the sacred months, 4 months as we mentioned in introduction. ولم يثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل رجب حديث بل عامة الأحاديث المأثورة فيها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلها كذب. The ulama, the scholars, they say, as the Sheikh said, because he's not the only one that mentioning this. Scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they all agree on this. There is no narration, no sound narration from the Prophet ﷺ about the virtues of Rajab. About the virtues of Rajab. Rather, most of those ahadith that the people, the mubtadi'ah, they use are a lie. They lied on the Prophet ﷺ. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, one of the great scholars of Islam, says رحمه الله وقد أحدث الناس في هذا الشهر عبادات لم يشرعها الله ولا رسوله من ذلك تعظيم أول خميس من رجب وليلة أول جمعة منه ونحن اليوم في الخميس واليوم أول يوم جمعة فإن تعظيم هذا اليوم وتلك الليلة من رجب إنما حدث في الإسلام بعد 104 والحديث المروي في ذلك كذب باتفاق العلماء ولا يجوز تعظيم هذا اليوم لأنه مثل غيره من الأيام. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى says people have innovated many things, many innovation in this month, the month of Ramadan. Many actions of worship that Allah did not legislate it. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave for us. From them, they venerate and they consider the first Thursday like this one. We're on Thursday. This is the first Thursday. They look at it. This is a very special Thursday. This is not any Thursday. And the first night of Jumu'ah, like tonight, because tomorrow is Jumu'ah, this is the first night of this of Jumu'ah. Likewise, this is a very special night. In some masajid of the Sufis and the Mubtadi'a and the innovators, oh, right now, as we, alhamdulillah, we study in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and we warnings against bid'ah, some masajid of the Sufis, right now, they practice in some bid'ah innovations. At this moment, between Maghrib and Isha, especially, they start at Maghrib. You go there and you're like, they're all in groups and doing whatever they're doing. You think, subhanAllah, I'm going to move here. No, you don't want to move here with these people. They practice in innovations. Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, to venerate this day or that night of Rajab, this is something that occurs in Islam after the 4th century. After the 4th century. And they bring you some hadith, it is a lie. With the consensus and the agreement of all the scholars of Islam. If anybody is celebrating tonight on Rajab and tell you, no, it's not a good, this night is not, and there is a hadith, that's a lie, because there is no sound hadith. And it is not permissible to consider this today, the first Thursday of Rajab or the first night of Jumu'ah, of it, it is not permissible to consider that they have some particularity over the other days. Al-Hafid ibn Rajab, another great scholar, Ibn Rajab, he says, أَمَّا الصَّلَاةُ فَلَمْ يَسَحْ فِي شَهْرِ رَجَبْ صَلَاةُ الْمَخْصُوصَةَ تَخْتَصُ بِهِ. Ibn Rajab, another great scholar, he says, as for the salat, the prayer, there is no sound hadith whatsoever that says that there is certain prayer that you should perform in Rajab. There's no such thing. Likewise, if you find any hadith in any book or somebody tell you, oh, there is a hadith, you should know that those ahadith are batilah. There is a salah that they call it salat al-raghaib. I don't know if you heard it or not. Sufis, they practice this. Salat al-raghaib. And this salat is a bid'ah munkara. It's a heinous and and detested innovation. Not the salat, but that, because the mubtadi'ah said, oh no, salat is a bid'ah now. We're standing in front of Allah, bid'ah. We're reading the Quran, we're making takbir, that's bid'ah. Reading Quran, bid'ah. No, it's not reading Quran, bid'ah. That salat you're making is an innovation. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. The Sahaba didn't do it. So who are you? How would you know something that the Prophet ﷺ didn't do? And he didn't command us to do. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he used to see people fasting in Rajab, believing that it is special, fasting in Rajab is better than fasting than other months, he used to force them to eat. Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to force them to eat. And he told them, this is from Jahiliyyah. The people of ignorance before Islam, they used to look at Rajab as a special month. See? Likewise, another thing is the Umrah. Some people, they think that if you make Umrah in this month, you're better than a lot of other people who make Umrah in the past month or the next month. No. There is no virtue. There is nothing special about making. Yes, you get a virtue if you make Umrah. But for somebody to think, look, I'm going to make it in Rajab because this, and there is a hadith said, that's a bid'ah, wal'iyad billah, and innovations. The Prophet ﷺ never made Umrah in Rajab. If he was special and he was better, the Prophet ﷺ would have made it. The companions, they would be the first one, because they are the one that compete for good. They compete for good. There is any good, they be the first ones, the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, to act upon it. Something the companions didn't know about it. Never practice it. So somebody going to come after 500 years, 600, 700, say, no, it's good. Who are you to say it's good? This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, from the many innovations is the ihtifal bi dhikra al-Isra wal-Mi'raj fi al-layla al-sabi'a wal-ishreena minhu. Likewise, from the innovations is the celebrations of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj in the 27th night of this month, later on, 20 days from now. You will find many people in so many Muslim countries and many masajid, they celebrate the Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And they do many actions of worship that are not legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They specify that night with some salat, some adhkar, some this, some that, that the Prophet ﷺ didn't do, the Sahaba didn't know of. No doubt that is al-Isra wal-Mi'raj is established. Nobody denied the Isra wal-Mi'raj. Nobody can say, look, there is no Isra and Mi'raj. There is Isra and Mi'raj. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla. Naam, Isra is firm and established. We have Quran about the Isra. We have a Surah al-Isra, ya ikhwan. Surah al-Isra. Surah 17 in the Quran. And we have many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahihain that yes, Isra wal Mi'raj is haqq, is true. But now to celebrate the Isra al Mi'raj, that's what is bid'ah. The Shaykh says from many angles. Number one, لم يقم هناك دليل ليس هناك دليل على تعيين هذه الليلة ولا حتى على الشهر الذي وقع فيه. العلماء مختلفون في زمانه. فتخصيص ليلة من الليالي في رجب أو غيره للإسراء تخصيص لا دليل عليه. Number one, actually there is no proof from the Quran nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that specify one night, that this night is when the إسراء took place. إسراء is when Jibreel عليه السلام came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and took him from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem and then ascend with him to the heavens in one night. والله على كل شيء قدير. Allah is able to do all things. Okay? Now, there is no delil, no proof from Quran, nor from the Sunnah that says it was the 27th night. Actually, the ulama of Islam, they differ. Not only about the day, about the month too. Some they say it was Ramadan. Some they say it was in Rabi' al-Awwal. Some they say it was in Shawwal. Now for some people to just come and say, no, it is the 27th of Rajab. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So okay, now he says, the ulama of Islam, they didn't know what month. They differ. And they didn't know exactly what day the Prophet ﷺ took that trip, that journey actually, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Now, but somebody's gonna, not only is going to give you the month and the day. Now we say to them, as Allah says, present your proofs if you're truthful. Present your proof from the Quran and the Sunnah if you're truthful. And there is no proof. So they are not truthful. Number two, let's say the Shaykh says, let's say there is a proof that Na'am, there is a night, and we all know the night, still we have no right to celebrate the Isra wal Mi'raj. Salam. Still we have no right to celebrate the Isra wal Mi'raj in that night. Why? Because we have no text that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam celebrated the Isra al Mi'raj. And we have no text whatsoever, no author, that the Sahaba, mainly the four Khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhum, and all the Sahaba, none of them celebrated the Isra wal Mi'raj. So these noble people, the best of this Ummah, and the best of mankind, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not celebrate Isra wal Mi'raj. So it's not permissible for anyone to come after them and celebrate the Isra and Mi'raj. Because if they do so, now they're introducing something in a deen that is not from it. Because the deen is that which the Prophet ﷺ left for us and left his companions upon. Nobody from the companions had anything. So now the best of the people, they are our example and we follow what they were upon. And thirdly, there is so many munkar, lot of munkar that is practiced in these nights. Bidah, innovations. Such what? People, they become creative. They don't all practice one thing because that's how the bidah are. Everybody come with the idea, and these people, they add a little bit more to it. These people, they said, look, we're going to be better than them. The only way that the people can pray one way, make dua the same way, if they adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Whether they are in Japan, in Russia, in France, in Senegal, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in America, doesn't matter. In any time, they will practice the same ibadah if they all learn the sunnah of the Prophet. That's it. But the mubtadi'ah, what they do now? One person, they heard about the idea and they like, look, we can't do it like them. We're going to be special. So they add little, their sheikh add a little bit more. Like these people, for example, they just gathered that night and they read Quran. This person said, look, Quran? No, we're gonna do Quran for a little bit and dua. Then Quran, then dua. See how it is? Another person say, look, they just do Quran dua. We're gonna fast that day. We fast, then we do Quran and dua. Another person, we're gonna stop it. They keep adding and adding. Wal-iyadu billah. For example, that night they said, we got to be in the masjid. And unfortunately, you find many people who celebrate that night, and they came in the masjid in numbers, Yesterday, many of them, they didn't even come for Salat al-Fajr, or Dhuhr, or Asr, or Maghrib, Isha. They didn't pray. They don't pray Dhuhr, Asr, Fajr, Maghrib, Isha in the masjid, no. But that night, you got to be in the masjid. This is real night. But Fajr, the same day, they weren't in the masjid. Dhuhr, the same day, not in the masjid. Asr, they didn't come in the masjid. But that night, they have to be in the masjid, al-Iyadu Billah. فالذي يريد لنفسه الخير أن يداوم على ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يخرج عنه قيد أنمل وشعر. If anyone wants good for himself, he should adhere firmly to what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon. Do not go to the right or to the left away from it. And never underestimate it. It's like, this is a little thing, yeah. It's not a big deal. No, if it's not from the deen of Allah, it's a big deal. Because some people, they're like, this is nothing. We're just gathering in this night to remember Allah. Now you tell them, did the Prophet ﷺ gather in this night with the companions? No. So who are you to gather in this night? نعم فهؤلاء الذين يعني يهتمون بالبدع غالبا سبحان الله تجدهم يكرهون السنن. نعم, those who act upon innovations, you find them, they hate the sunan. Why? Because when you come to them and tell them the sunnah is this, Hanafi, Maliki, you Maliki, we Hanafi, you Maliki, we Shafi'i, you Hanbali. La, who has to do this? Hanafi, Hanbali. These are imma of the deen. Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, and Ahmad, rahimahumullah. Did Allah command us to follow Abu Hanifa? Did he? Does anyone have an ayah or a hadith from the Messenger of Allah that we have to follow Abu Hanifa? Does anyone have an ayah or a hadith that we have to be Maliki or Shafi'i or Hanafi or Hanbali? No. These a'imma, you think these are the only a'imma? There is so many imams better than them. Okay, I can give you four imams. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Those who they say you have to be Hanafi. Why I have to be Hanafi? I don't even have to be Bakri, meaning to Abu Bakr. You know? If I have to follow a madhab, I follow the one of Abu Bakr, is better than Abu Hanifa. And those who they say you have to be Maliki, no, let them be Umariyin, as the ulama they say. Okay? Because Umar radiallahu anhu is better than Malik. Likewise, Uthman is better than Shafi'i. And Ali radiallahu anhu is better than Ahmad ibn Hanbal. These are the Khulafa al-Rashidun. These are the four Imams, the four Khulafa. They are the best of this Ummah after the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. But we are commanded to follow Muhammad ﷺ. And we are commanded to follow his Sunnah and the Sunnah of these four Khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. As for Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad, rahimahumullah, this imma, this great scholars, we follow them as long as they follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. You see how it is? And what's amazing is that every single one of these scholars, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, all of them, they say, look, if the hadith is sound, that's my madhab. They also, they said, if we say something and you find that what we say oppose the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, don't follow our statements, follow the sunnah. Now you go to some Hanafis, they don't even follow Abu Hanifa. Because if they follow Hanifa, why they don't follow his statement? This one, he says, look, if you find my statement oppose the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, don't follow me, follow the sunnah. You find some muta'assiba, some extremists, from the Ahnaf or the Malikis or the Shafi'is or the Hanbalis, you bring them the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. What the Sahaba they were upon, they still look at you like you're crazy, you're speaking Chinese to them. They don't understand your language. Why? Because they're so deep into that crazy thing they are upon. The Shaykh mentioned in another place, mentioned something beautiful. He says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ لَا يَأْخُذُ مِنَ الْعَادَاتِ وَالتَّقَالِيدِ وَإِنَّمَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. The Shaykh in another place, he says, this deen of Allah is not taken from traditions and from the customs of the people and the tribes and the villages. This is not what we take the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah is not taken from traditions and customs. Oh, my people, I'm going to follow with my people. Follow your people in the food you eat, no problem. The way your people cook the meat, go ahead, mashallah, no problem. But in the deen of Allah, you're going to say you're going to follow your people? You're wrong. You follow because the deen of Allah is taken from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the deen is not taken from traditions, custom of this country or the other country or this tribe or the other. The religion of Islam is taken from its proper sources, the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An action that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't act upon, nor his companions, nor those best generations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised in his hadith, nor those who follow them upon good from the imma of a deen, you should know that the action is an innovation. And it is obligation upon us to reject the action that the Prophet ﷺ didn't act upon, his companions didn't act upon, and nobody from the best generation act upon. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever introduced to that which we are upon, Islam, that which is not from it, it is rejected. Naam, ibadallah. So once again, we brought this topic because we are in Rajab. Any celebration, fasting, some salah, some dua, some gathering in the masjid, or some this, or some celebration, some people will tell you, oh, this is good in Rajab. Tell them it's not. Unless you bring me a hadith, sahih, not mawdu', not fabricated. Keep in mind now, this doesn't mean that a person don't pray, don't fast, don't read Quran, don't make dua, don't make tahajjud and rajab. No. The ulama, they says if anybody who used to do some fasting, for example, if somebody used to fast every Monday and Thursday, they continue to fast in rajab. It's okay. If somebody used to make tahajjud every night, yes, don't stop in Rajab and say, no, tahajjud in Rajab is bid'ah, the brothers say. No, we didn't say that. No, you continue to make tahajjud. If somebody used to give sadaqah, continue to give that sadaqah, alhamdulillah, in Rajab. But the problem is now, is when the people, they specify one day or one night, and they say, look, in this day, you got to pray, you have to fast, because if you get this reward. If they don't bring their proofs, as the Shaykh says, there is no proofs. When they bring proof, they are a lie against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who adhere to his book and his sunnah and the sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the fahm al-salaf al-salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who follow them with good. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from innovations and from falling into innovations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back those who are still misled by innovation to the sunnah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.